Here's your chance to really shine and do something great for the whole state. Join the Great Arkansas Cleanup. Volunteers and community organizations will soon be picking up litter along Arkansas's roadways, streams, and shorelines, and in the process, helping the real natural state shine through. Join the Great Arkansas Cleanup. Go to KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to find out how you can help keep Arkansas clean and green. A message from this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
From our sustainability desk, supported by the folks at the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission, we bring you what may be the next big wave in environmental construction in Arkansas. You've heard of LEED-certified buildings. It is the environmental gold standard for those who want to optimize recycling, renewable energy, and reclamation projects in their offices and homes. The Clinton Presidential Library, Heifer International's World Headquarters, and the Crystal Bridges Museum are three of Arkansas's most notable LEED buildings. Well, a new certification is gaining traction. It goes beyond actual structures and focuses on large infrastructure projects such as roads, bridges, and airport runways. You may soon be hearing about a project being Envision certified. Bill Ruck, a civil engineer and senior project manager at North Little Rock-based Garver Engineers, is the first Envision sustainability professional who has been credentialed in Arkansas. I sat down with him this week to figure out what this means and how it's all clean and green. Bill, tell me a little bit about what you do on a day in and a day out basis.
I am a civil engineer by trade. I am both a civil engineer and a land surveyor, primarily working in industrial development, ports and harbors, railroad, anything that develops land, that's what I've been interested in.
Tell me a little bit about the sustainability movement and how I think people are very familiar with how that has transformed building construction, but talk to me about how it has transformed construction of infrastructure projects like the kind that you work on.
Well, in effect, it really hasn't to this point, but we're turning the corner, and that's what makes this certification so interesting. This new program called Envision is that it catches the civil engineering world up to the LEED program as architects have practiced it. We've started with the basic HVAC systems and glass and use of products and protection of sites around buildings, and architects have done that for 10 years or more. But now we're looking outward to the larger environment and looking at what impact that airports and highways and waste and wastewater treatment and all those sorts of things, landfills, what impact all of those sorts of projects have on our environment and our community.
Give me an example of how you would use this rating system and this concept, say, for a bridge project or a highway project. What would you be looking for?
I would say that our highway department is already practicing this on our interstate system. If you've noticed the recent interstate rehabilitation projects, they have simply rubbleized or ground up the existing concrete material and not moved it at all. They save the energy to move it away and haul it off. They simply ground it up and used it as a new support system, and then they paved over it, and it makes an outstanding base course and a much longer, more durable product, and at a very reduced cost, as opposed to going out and getting stone to put under there. They simply reused the concrete.
So there will be a day in the not-too-distant future that we'll talk about buildings being LEED certified and infrastructure projects being Envision certified. Is that how it will work?
That's correct. That's exactly right. We hope so. And I'm excited about participating in, because it challenges the customary design process that we've been used to. Simply discharge the water, get it away from the site. Now we might make the water go into the ground and restore groundwater. It's really going to challenge us to use the right materials and use the right processes and involve the community to, you know, put it near a bus. If you got a huge factory, put it near a bus route, mm-hmm. you know, where the public can get to and from it in the cheapest way they can. Site it near the workforce. Don't put it out in the middle of the national forest, you know, or a great forested area or a great farmland. Put it close to where the people live, you know, and site it appropriately.
Why do you think it has taken a while for this concept to emerge? Because this is not foreign. The environmental movement has been around for a quarter of a century, and this just seems to be coming to the surface now.
I think that we have finally learned that working smart is superior to simply working hard. And that we're realizing that we've got a brain and we ought to be using it, and it actually gives us a better community at really reduced cost. That's my goal, is to make this very practical, not make this a dream concept, but a very practical concept that saves the community money, saves the government money, reduces operating cost, reduces citizen costs to get to their job, to their workplace. It's just a win-win for the whole, environment and everything.
That's Bill Ruck with Garver Engineers talking about Envision Certification. You can learn more about the subject at sustainableinfrastructure.org or at our website at talkbusiness.net. And of course, there is much more on all things clean and green and sustainable at keeparkansasbeautiful.com.